Fasten your chin strap and get ready for the snap. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is ready to go. These sports animals, VFL QB, is ready to give you the insight and analysis that no one else in Tennessee radio can. Get in Eric's headset by calling 656-9900. 656-9900. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is headed your way right now.
Welcome back into the Eric Ainge Show, live today from Better Mattress, right across the street from Home Depot, where I'm at today, 9314 Kingston Pike, or I could say in front of Academy Sports. They're right next to the Maple Street Biscuit Company. All great locations, points of reference for the best mattress store in the world. Literally, I mean that. They have the number one rated mattress, according to Consumer Reports, in the world. They have it here at Better Mattress, the Essentia brand. And now with USDA official organic licensing, or however all that works, I'm not smart enough to know all that. All I know is Chad created a mattress, an organic mattress, the Float Line, that's now, he always had to like dance around saying it was organic officially, but like it is, and now it always has been. And it's the coolest mattress, I think, that he's created, the Float Line. Literally, it feels like you're floating. That's the perfect name for it, because when you lay on it, I remember doing a show from it, and I remember the first time I laid down on it, I was like, oh my gosh. To the point where like I called my wife and said, you need to come lay on this. Like, I know we love our mattress. You need to come lay on this. And they have so many different options for you. 76 Google reviews. 76. Soon to be 77, because I'm going to give them one too, and they're definitely getting a five-star review for me, but... If you're looking for a mattress, 9314 Kingston Pike. They have five locations with Better Mattress, so no matter where you're listening, there's one close to you. And again, with your select mattress purchase today and tomorrow, it's the 4th of July sale. You get a free adjustable base. And that, my friends, we all know, Brian, it is all about that what? It is all about that base.
Oh. Well, we'll have no trouble with that. All right. We talked a little bit about Jay Graham, more on him coming up, more on the sports weekend coming up, as we the 4th of July is big, as we have the hot dog eating contest coming up. We didn't get to have, because we can't all get together, the annual Sports Animal Staff Hot Dog Eating Contest, and I would say that the restroom facilities at the building are probably grateful for that. Regardless, couldn't have that. We'll get you set for the 4th of July weekend, though. Coming up, but right now it is day two of our Eric Ainge Show draft of the best Tennessee players of the 2010s. Yesterday we did offense, and today we will do our defensive rosters. I'll post the full rosters on Twitter, and then this weekend people will be able to vote who has the best roster overall. We are reversing the draft order today. Ainge, you get to go first. Kaner will go second still, and I will be third. We are changing it just a little bit from the original rules I sent you earlier this week. We will draft, because Tennessee has run a 3-4, a 4-3, and has run a base nickel package over the last 10 years. Justin Wilcox utilized that some. Bob Shoup utilized it a lot. Sal Cenceri and Jeremy Pruitt systems are both 3-4. The other systems that Tennessee's had were 4-3. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to draft three defensive linemen. We're going to draft three linebackers. We are going to draft two corners, two safeties, and then your 11th player will be a flex. It can come from any of those position groups. Anybody on the list at defensive line, anybody on the list at linebacker, anybody in either defensive back location. And you can declare that you're drafting your flex at any time, or you can wait and draft your flex based on who's the best available after you've filled up your linebacker, lineman, and defensive back spots. You also have to draft a punter at some point. I imagine that will probably be last.
A question real quick before we start. Say I were to draft Daryl Taylor, but later on I can't shift him to... he's a defensive lineman, right? So I can't put him in that line. Like, he'd either be defensive lineman or flex.
Correct. Okay. But cool. You have to declare when you're drafting your flex.
Okay.
So if you want to say he's my flex, he's your flex, but you can wait or you can do it early.
Okay.
In fairness, all of the system, this is the better way to do it, because it's why I said yesterday on defense, can we just pick 11, just draft 11 guys, just pick 11 guys. And the reason, well, I mean, obviously you'd still have to get some of all of this, but every team, if they're worth their salt, is a 3-4, a 4-3, and a 4-2-5 team.
Right.
So this is a better way to do it.
So three linemen, three linebackers, two corners, two safeties, and a flex. Also, you have to draft a punter at some point. For classification purposes, some players who have played different positions, Jordan Williams, Daryl Taylor, Jonathan Kongbo are all considered defensive linemen, and Kurt Majette is a linebacker. From the defensive back standpoint, I have Eric Gordon, Rashawn Golden, and Bryce Thompson all in the corner category, though they have played safety at some point. And I have Micah Abernathy and Trayvon Flowers both in the safety group, though they have played some corner.
Hey, King Sipike Mike, who do you think my first pick on defense should be? Derek Barnett? Yeah, me too.
Eric Ainge, in no surprise, is taking Derek Barnett off the board.
Off the list. Pick.
That's no surprise. I would have laughed if you had picked anybody else first. All right. Kaner, you have the second pick. Who you got?
Malik Jackson.
Malik Jackson has had a long NFL career and has been very good. And was very good in college, though he was not here for his full career, transferred in here. Really solid player. Based on that, I'm going to go Kurt Majette. Give me, because we're assuming, as we did yesterday, that all these players are as healthy as they possibly can be.
Yep.
Kurt Majette, when healthy, was one of the best football players I've seen. So Kurt Majette is my first round pick. Back to you, Eric.
A.J. Johnson.
Ah!
It's a good one. It's a good one. It's tough to have one without the other, but he's taking A.J. at linebacker.
The most underrated duo move of all time was the Kurt Majette, A.J. Johnson doing the Street Fighter move.
Yeah.
That thing that they did together, that was awesome. Gosh, if they healthy those two together, I mean that like that's. Pew.
Go ahead, Kaner, your second round pick.
Okay, I'll go ahead and take Justin Coleman.
Justin Coleman, that's a solid one. He was not as solid at UT as he's been in the pros, but
he's the highest paid nickelback in the NFL right now.
That's right. He turned and he was an undrafted free agent, I believe. And then turn that into a...
He was an undrafted free agent.
Big career. All right. I will take... I will also go defensive back, and I'm going to take Cam Sutton.
Taking Cam Sutton off the board.
Okay. Ainge it is to you.
No.
Let's see here. Who do I want to take as my other defensive end? Give me
he's struggling, folks.
I'm between a few guys. Man, we have not had good corners.
No, they're just better in the NFL.
like at all.
I mean, seriously though, they have turned out to be great NFL players, but
give me. Hold on, I'm consulting.
Rashawn Golden or Daryl Taylor.
So I think it's either going to be Rashawn Golden or someone else.
I think Daryl Taylor's his other one. Yeah.
Rashawn Golden.
Rashawn Golden. Compelling radio while you consulted with everybody around you at Better Mattress.
Kingston Pike Mike.
All right, so I'm going more balanced in my strategy this go-around compared to just taking the best available, which is offensive lineman yesterday. I will go ahead and get a linebacker here, and I will select, since A.J. Johnson is off the board and Kurt Majid is off the board, I will select Jalen Reeves-Maven.
That was going to be my next pick. So that's a solid drafting by you, Kaner. I need to take my first defensive lineman, and so I'm going to take Daryl Taylor.
Smart.
Since if I didn't, Ainge was going to take him next based on the side conversation he was having there.
Yeah, 100%.
Ainge, who do you have next?
I'm going to go with, again, this is them at their best, correct?
Correct.
All right, give me Shy Tuttle.
Shy Tuttle, that is a really good pick when you consider at his best. Kaner, you're up.
Okay. I will take, give me, let's go ahead and solidify that core that's near and dear to my heart. Give me Daniel Batuli.
Daniel Batuli, going a little higher than I thought he would, but a good pick.
I mean, is he like a prototypical NFL caliber like prospect? No, I mean, he went undrafted. Of course, there's some injuries there. He'll get a chance, though, but as far as a college linebacker, can't ask for much more than what Daniel Batuli did here in Tennessee the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, I agree with that. We're going, man, this is a tough one for me because I have a couple on the list that again, we don't know what some of their careers would have been like without injuries. But I'm going to pass over that. I'm going to go to somebody who's still wreaking havoc in the NFL on the defensive line and take Big Dan McCullers.
No!
Big Dan McCullers is my fourth-round pick. We'll come back. More of the Eric Ainge Show draft of the best players of the 2010s. Run through who everybody has already as we roll on next. Coming to you live from Better Mattress on Kingston Pike in Knoxville, this is the Eric Ainge Show.
Just purchased free adjustable base, and you heard me talk about those 76 Google reviews. Listen, people don't review something unless they had a great experience or a terrible experience, and when you have 76 reviews and a 4.9-star rating, that means you are doing something right. Kind of like me on my draft so far with Derek Barnett, Rashawn Golden, A.J. Johnson, and Shy Tuttle.
Yeah, a pretty good roster for you so far. My roster to this point is Daryl Taylor, Kurt Majid, Cam Sutton, and Big Dan McCullers. Kaner is Malik Jackson, Jalen Reeves-Maven, Daniel Batuli, and Justin Coleman. Ainge, you have the next pick. Your first, the first pick of the fifth round is?
First pick of the fifth round. Oh, gosh. So, again, this is at their best.
At their best. Yep.
At their best. I have a hard time picking him because he's in jail. But at his best, he's by far the best safety that we had. I'm drafting Jansen Jackson.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was wondering when he was coming off the board.
You didn't ask me anything else.
Nope.
It's just
player at their best.
At their best. At his best, sometimes you had to look to see if it was 14 or 15 because that's how good Jansen Jackson was. So,
Kaner,
he's coming off the board.
All right.
We'll send him a care package.
No, we won't. We're going to send him some cigs, some smokes.
Like, there's a lot of value at all positions still left, but, like, no, like, you know, like, I have to get this guy before you get him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Top flight guy. I guess I'll go ahead and shore up the cornerback position as well. Again, a guy that's didn't do a whole lot here at Tennessee, but is getting paid and doing well and winning a lot of games in the NFL. I guess.
Mosley?
Yeah, give me E-Man. Give me Emmanuel Mosley.
So both of your corners are guys that ended up with really good pro careers after people got really mad at them here in Justin Coleman and Emmanuel Mosley. That's not a bad pick. I think they're both really good football players. For my next pick, I'm going to go and try to shore up that cornerback spot. I'm going to take somebody who's still on the team. I'm taking Alante Taylor. I think Alante Taylor has proven to this point that he's a really good football player, and I think he will continue to grow to be every bit as good as some of the other guys on this list. So I've got my corner set with Sutton and Taylor. Ainge.
All right. Next pick. So I hold on. I got two. I got my two corners in Golden and no. I only have one.
You have
corner,
a corner, a safety, a linebacker, and two defensive linemen.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and get the next best defensive lineman on the list. Do I want to go? I think I'm going to take Kyle Phillips.
Oh, I was hoping to get him in the later rounds.
That was my next pick.
That's a good one. We're talking at their best, and yeah. Kyle Phillips at his best
is a starter
really,
in the NFL.
Yeah, really good football player.
Goodness gracious, man.
All right, you didn't get Phillips, so Kaner, who you got?
Oh, man.
I'm tired of taking the guy right before Kaner was going to pick him.
I feel like that's you're not. Like this is how every draft goes.
No, I'm not.
All right, well, I mean, if we're talking about at their best, which was never when he was at Tennessee because, again, he was injured pretty much the entire time. But I've got to get another defensive lineman. I just have to. I guess give me Jonathan Kongbo.
Jonathan Kongbo. He figured it out right before he suffered a injury that finished his career.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It really was.
That pick and his career here at Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to go out on top. I'm going to go back to safety. I'm going to take another guy who just graduated. I'm going to take Nigel Warrior.
Yeah.
Because if we're talking about at their best, Nigel Warrior at the end of last year is I think the best player still left on that list. So that's my pick. We go back to Eric Ainge. Who's your next pick?
I'm going to take my other safety, and I'm going to take Brian Randolph.
That's a really good pick.
It's literally
Randy Boy.
Every single pick you're taking away from me. That's fun, though. That's what makes this fun.
Eric Ainge is going to wear that as a badge of honor.
Of course
Stole
he is.
All of Kaner's good picks.
Of course he is. All right. Well, you got to make sure you put in the notes section of this tweet that you send out later that these are when they were at their best.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Because, I mean,
to.
Some of these picks just don't make sense. At their best, at his best, give me Darren Kirkland Jr.
That's a really good pick. If he's not, I mean, he came into Tennessee needing surgery. I remember we met with him. When I was still working there, we met with all the midterm enrollees at one time. And he was talking about going and getting a shoulder surgery or going and getting something. And it's just like, man, I hope that's not the story for this kid. And unfortunately, it was. Hold on 1 second. I put Darren Kirkland on mine instead of yours, Kaner.
You had him in your Q section, I feel you.
No, I copy and pasted in the wrong spot. All right, I'm going to this is a tough spot. I still need a lot at linebacker. I still need a lot at across the board. You know what? I'm going to take Henry T.
Yeah.
I think Henry T is the best linebacker currently on Tennessee's roster. You can make an argument for Quavarius Crouch, but I think Henry T's the best current player on the roster for Tennessee, so I'm putting him next to Kurt Majette.
Who did you just draft, Kaner?
I drafted Darren Kirkland Jr.
Okay. Making sure I keep an accurate list so I know who's available.
You still need two linebackers, a corner, and your flex, and a punter.
All right. Let's see here. Two linebackers, a corner. Let's go get... I'm going to take who I think is the current best corner on our football team.
Yeah.
And a pick after Brian. And I'm going to take Bryce Thompson.
Bryce Thompson, good choice. Bryce Thompson, when he was on the field last year with Baylen Buchanan, they did not allow a touchdown when they were on the field together.
Hey, Brian, are you guys both, you and Eric, both done at safety?
Let's see. Eric is done at safety, and I have one safety left to take.
Okay. Well, not a lot of value there still. But again, if we're going at our best, everybody, mm-hmm. at our best, give me TKJ.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think that's a bad pick when you're talking at their best.
That's the next best on the list for sure.
Yeah, with the knee injury, he frankly lost a step and wasn't the player that he was, and that was unfortunate because smart guy, knew where to line up, knew where to be. So I think Todd Kelly Jr. is a good pick there. I'm going to go ahead and shore up my safeties, and I'm going to take Trayvon Flowers.
Yeah, that's smart. That is a good pick. Because I think he is, again, a guy that's never been healthy, really, but big things I'm hearing about him coming into this season.
Yeah. Hey, just looking at the rest of the list at safety, I think he's the best available there. So I'm taking Flowers. Eric Ainge.
Done with my corners, done with my safeties. I need a defensive – no, I don't need a defensive lineman.
You need two linebackers
two
and
linebackers
a flex.
Two linebackers
and a flex. And a punter.
All right, let's go back to linebacker. Give me – ooh, I really like this pick. Give me Nick Reveas.
Yeah, Nick Reveas is a good pick. He's going to get you lined up. He's going to be a great leader, and he's also going to contribute.
Nick Reveas and A.J. Johnson in the middle, there's not a chance anyone's breaking any of those tackles.
Yeah.
If they can grab you, you're going down.
All right, Kaner.
Did Swofford make it to the league?
God, no. I don't know.
He was a walk-on here.
Is he the DB guy? I know there were two defensive backs from Dobbins Bennett when
yes.
they were here.
Yeah, Swofford and Malik Forford.
Yeah, fun fact, I played against both those guys in high school.
Swofford had the touchdown against Florida.
Yeah, okay. Man, this is not fun.
He also gave up three to everybody else.
Yeah, let's go ahead. And, oh, boom, how is he still left? A guy that was okay at Tennessee, but went on and was a couple years in the NFL. He's a Tennessee guy. Defensive lineman, give me Jaquez Smith.
Jaquez Smith. All right, let me put him in. The defensive line is by far the best position that we have here as far as depth. From the 2010s. Now, there are some better players at other positions, but depth-wise, that's the best one. And conveniently, I still need a defensive lineman, so I'm going to take Corey Vereen over some of the other players that are on the list. I'm going to take Corey Vereen. He was always in the pile making plays. During a time that Tennessee, and during a time Tennessee was not making very many plays on the defensive line, so I'll take Corey Vereen. Ainge, you're up next.
I need one more linebacker. I'm going to take
Andrew Flex,
Austin Johnson.
Good pick.
I can't believe he's still on there. He was actually a really good football player. Played full, Austin still Johnson. Plays fullback in the NFL.
That's right. Yeah, move positions. Full-time when he went back to the NFL. He bounced between both positions at Tennessee, ended up settling at linebacker, but yeah, long career as a fullback in the NFL. Kaner.
Okay, so a lot of these guys that are still left right now was when I was either in college or just fresh out of college and not on the beat, and so I don't really remember how they played. I don't remember this name whatsoever being at Tennessee, but I know he is a member of my favorite professional team, defensive lineman, / outside linebacker now in the NFL, Jordan Williams, my flex.
Jordan Williams.
Now tell me about his Tennessee career because I don't know it.
it was a little up and down. He never found that home in a time that Tennessee defensively didn't have a great identity.
Yeah.
I think if they had embraced him playing that, if he's on this team right now, Jeremy Pruitt has him playing that flex position, and he's every bit as dominant as he is now in the NFL.
Yeah.
But would have had a great career here. At Tennessee, it was, he was a good player, but never really found that home competitively.
That was a straight pick of dudes getting paid to play football still, so I'm going to take him.
Yeah. I still need a linebacker.
Good luck.
I'm going to take LaMarcus Thompson. I'm going to go back to him. I think based on what's available, Thompson, Lather, Sapp, Jumper, Crouch, Nignot. I think Crouch has a lot of potential, but mm-hmm. I'll take the production that LaMarcus Thompson put in at linebacker for Tennessee. Eric.
So I'm on my flex now, correct?
You're on either your flex or your punter.
All right, we're going to go flex, and this is what's clinching. I mean, I'm already killing you guys in the on the defensive side, but the flex that's going to clinch it, the man who preaches for the man, and oh, was a really, really good football player too, give me Chris Walker. Yes, I'm drafting the Jesus position.
Chris Walker and Ben Martin, if they're both healthy their entire careers, they are absolutely wreaking havoc.
Chris Walker, even not healthy, was still a good football player.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Kaner.
To my knowledge, outside of the Colquitts, Trevor Daniel...
I had to make up for the Jansen Jackson pick somehow, and that was with my good Chris
even
Walker.
In and out. I know that Matt Darr is still punting for the Carolina Panthers, but I'm pretty sure Trevor McDaniel had the better college career. Y'all can correct me after I make this pick. So I will take with my punter position Trevor Daniel.
He's good, but Matt Darr was better, so I'm going to take Matt Darr as punter.
Okay.
We all have one pick left. We will make that pick when we come back on the other side. We wrap up our draft, and we analyze next on the Eric Ainge Show.
Great thing about sports is it never stops. Here's another 60-second sports minute on the Sports Animal.
Eric Gaming, the Midday Sports Minutes. A pair of East Tennessee natives are atop the leaderboard following round one of the Rock and Mortgage Classic. Oak Ridge native Scott Stallings is tied for the lead at 7-under, while Jefferson County High School graduate Peter Malnati is one back of the lead at 6-under. The Boise State baseball, swimming, and diving teams were cut yesterday due to financial effects of COVID-19. The university anticipates saving $3 million with the move. The Broncos had just brought back the baseball program here for the 2020 campaign after being discontinued in 1980. And Tennessee running backs coach Jay Graham has been hit with a six-month show cause by the NCAA for penalties committed while a member of Jimbo Fisher's staff at Texas A&M. Graham, who has already served minor punishments while still with the Aggies, will be banned from all off-campus recruiting activities for the fall of the 2020 contact period. With your Midday Sports Update, I'm Eric Kane.
Welcome back into the Eric Kane Show. Live at 9314 Kingston Pike. It's a big ticket 2020 opportunity. All you have to do is swing by and you can find out the word to text in and you can maybe be a finalist for today's show. Again, you're listening to the Eric Gaines Show. Better Mattress, where today and tomorrow, with your select purchase at any of their five locations, you're going to get a free adjustable base. And that is, like we all know, all about that base. And it really is when it comes to a good night's sleep. If you want to sleep better, you got to have the right mattress. And what you get from here, you're going to be on the right mattress, because with that Better Mattress brand, you're going to have a 120-night sleep better guarantee. And then with your free adjustable base, you're going to be able to crank that up just a little bit if you really are looking for a better night's sleep. Again, go there right where we're at today, 9314 Kingston Pike. And, guys, we're finishing up the draft here.
Final round.
And I don't know how I could possibly draft anyone else better to close out my draft than, no, not the owner, CEO of Better Mattress inside, listening right where we're at right now, Chad Cunningham, but punter, Chad Cunningham. I'm at Better Mattress, and I'm drafting Chad Cunningham. That's happening.
I think you didn't have a choice there, because your other picks were Joe Doyle, who was great for a year and a half and then fell off, and Paxton Brooks, who was fine replacing him.
Yeah, I've never heard of Chad Cunningham, to be completely honest with you.
He was the punter anyway.
You've never heard of the punter anyway.
Right. Well, I mean, he was the punter at the start of the 2010s.
Okay, I was going to say, I mean, punters at Tennessee, you normally know their names, but I don't remember him. Okay, is it my go?
Yeah.
Give me a safety. There's no one left. Give me a P Swag.
P Swag's a good pick. I was surprised he stayed on He stayed on the board.
He just was, you know, he was a good football player. Prentice Wagner was a good football player. He was slow. He was not SEC defensive back speed, but yet he still found a way to make a lot of plays while he was here at Tennessee. So that's of all your options there, Kaner, that you went with the right one.
For my flex, I'm going back to the defensive line. I'm going to take Corey Miller. Corey Miller had a good career at the first part of this decade, and also he was one of the players that was good enough in high school that Lane Kiffin sent girls to go watch him play. So, Corey Miller.
Good for you. I forgot that happened.
Yep. So that's the roster. We are done and set in our defensive rosters.
Rightfully so. You know, I think Brian, you had the leg up yesterday on offense, but I killed you guys today on defense.
Here's the problem that Kaner has. His team desperately needed a good defense because he needs to run the football and control the clock. Yeah. And Eric Kane's defense is Malik Jackson, Jonathan Kongbo, and Jacquez Smith.
All at their best. Disclaimer.
Jalen Reeves-Maven, yeah. Daniel Betulli, and Darren Kirkland Jr.
They're all healthy.
Cornerbacks Justin Coleman and Emmanuel Mosley.
NFL players, I might add.
If that's an NFL corner duo, I like it. And at safety, Todd Kelly Jr. and Prentice Wagner. Oh. His flex is Jordan Williams, NFL and player. His punter is Trevor Daniel.
I got to say, boys, I'm not going to lie. I went in with the mindset. If anything, on the offensive end, I am dang proud of that offensive line yesterday.
Yeah,
defense.
Should be.
Defense.
How did that work out for the Derek Dooley era?
I'm going to wad this piece of paper up and just take this as a double L here on a Friday because that was an atrocious draft by me on defense.
My defense is Daryl Taylor, Daniel McCullers, and Corey Vereen on the defensive line. Kurt Majette, Henry T., and LaMarcus Thompson at linebacker. Cam Sutton and Alante Taylor at quarter. Nigel Warrior and Trayvon Flowers at safety. Corey Miller's my flex, and when we punt, Matt Darr is my punter.
That's not bad, but it's not beating Derek Barnett, A.J. Johnson, Rashawn Golden, Shy Tuttle, Jansen Jackson, Kyle Phillips. My first six guys are NFL starters. And then Brian Randolph, Bryce Thompson, Nick Reveaz, who is a steal in this draft, Austin Johnson, and my flex, Chris Walker, and my punter, Chad Cunningham.
Kyle Phillips isn't the starter yet, but who are your linebackers?
Yes,
Reveaz, Austin Johnson?
He started
half the year last year.
I know we played a lot. I didn't think he was starting on that defensive line.
Started.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Jansen Jackson would have been
a first-round draft pick.
I wanted to pick Jansen Jackson. Who are your linebackers? Reveaz, Johnson, and who?
Reveaz, and Johnson.
Johnson. Yeah, AJ.
Johnson,
and
Johnson, AJ. And Reveaz.
Okay, so you got three inside guys that I like, yeah.
My AJ Johnson, Nick Reveaz, Austin Johnson there is strong for sure.
All right, I will review the full rosters, and then I'll put them up for a vote a little later on after we get off the air today. That's coming up next from Better Mattress. This is the Eric Ainge Show.
Open is a day that you're getting incredible value, no matter what kind of mattress you want. They have, you know, sometimes we don't mention all the other brands. You know, they have Sealy, Tempur-Pedic. You know, they have that. They have the Ashley Furniture for the actual frame. You know, the bedding, the actual bed that you're going to get. But the actual mattress you're going to get here from Better Mattress. I'm telling you, when you lay on their mattress compared to everything else, you're going to go with theirs. I mean, it's what I did. I mean, I could have got any of the mattresses I wanted from in here. Great financing options and everything. But after laying on all of them, it's just not close. Their Sub-Zero technology is better. Their mattress is better. And it comes with a better warranty. It comes with, literally 20-year warranty and 120-night sleep better guarantee. You cannot beat it. Literally, you cannot beat it. Better mattress.
All right, our review of our rosters for our draft of the best players of the 2010s. We went through the defense a moment ago. Yesterday we drafted the offenses. Ainge, you may have the edge overall. A strong defense today to go with your offense yesterday. If you missed the show yesterday, we did not allow anyone to draft Josh Dobbs or Tyler Bray. But your quarterback was Garantano. Running backs, Kamara and Kelly. Wide receivers, Cordero Patterson, Denarius Moore, Marquez Callaway. Tight end, Michael Rivera. Offensive lineman, Brandon Kennedy, Chance Hall, Jerome Carvin, Brett Kendrick, Jacob Gillum. And your kickers, Daniel Lincoln. Kaner paired with a defense that is heavy on, well, remember them at their best. You had quarterback Matt Sims, running backs Marlon Lane and Ty Chandler, wide receivers Justin Hunter, Von Pearson, and Pig Howard, tight end Luke Stocker, and then certainly the best offensive line of any of us, Juwan James, Trey Smith, Zach Fulton, James Stone, and Wanye Morris.
Yeah, you can, Well, I'm going to give you best offensive line, but it's definitely between Brian and I for who wins.
If Matt Sims can just complete a 15-yard pass,
dude,
then we should
Matt
be
Matt Sims
okay.
threw 8 touchdowns and Kane, 8 picks in his career.
Welcome
here.
To Derek Dooley's life, 2010-2011, okay? I don't have any skill position players. I have a really good offensive line and a defense that makes me want to have heartburn. That's... And your key selling point is, if all these guys were healthy, I'd be in good shape.
Well, then in that case, Derek Dooley should still be the head coach there in Tennessee then.
Well, if all those guys were healthy, he would have been the head coach for several years longer. The problem is they weren't, and he was terrible with
people. If he could have just kept Chuck Smith from substituting, he might have, who knows?
He would have had that LSU game.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He'd have an LSU win under his belt. If he'd have drafted, then, if he'd have recruited a lineman like Kaner, if he'd have valued linemen like Kaner does, then he'd be in real good shape.
Well, he had all those guys.
And well, he inherited a lot of them, yeah.
And then there was a year where he just didn't recruit any.
There is that year.
There you go.
You can't come back from that. Well, he had those guys, but then remember he didn't. He had that whole year where he didn't recruit one. Can you, like, if you said that to Jeremy Pruitt, like, hey, what are the odds you don't recruit a lineman? You don't get a lineman in the an
you
offensive
don't get
lineman
question.
In this class.
Jeremy
literally would look
by.
At you cockeyed and remember your name forever as the idiot that asked that question. Right. And Dooley was the head coach here.
Yeah, for 3 years.
He only wanted to be for 2, but in his defense, Dave Hart just took the job, so. Tried to quit after that Kentucky game, like the team did before the game even started.
Yeah. You're coming back next year. Oh, do I have to? And then my offense was Justin Worley, Jalen Hurd, Eric Gray, Juwan Jennings, Derek Rogers, Josh Malone.
Hold on, you can't gloss over Justin Worley by throwing Jalen Hurd's name after him.
Well, that's the same order.
Justin Worley, Jalen Hurd.
That's the same order I read everybody's roster. Ethan Wolf at tight end, an offensive line of Dallas Thomas, Tiny Richardson, Jayshon Robertson, Darnell Wright and Marcus Tatum. Michael Pilardi's my kicker. I'll put these up on Twitter a little later today, and we'll let the listeners vote. Team Ainge, Team Rice, Team Kaner. We'll come back.
It's not particularly close. It's Team Ainge. But if it's definitely Rice with I'd even give you a 1B on it. Kaner, you got that line though. Man, Kaner's got
another
that line.
Hour's next.